Hi, this is the
Blog Talk
Savvy.
Radio.
Hi, this is the Savvy Retiree coming to you from the Villages in Florida. I welcome all you listeners, and I'm so glad to have you here. Today's topic is going to be Florida versus California. I myself am a native Californian. And I just came to Florida here in December of 2015. I came here in July to find out how the summers were. And it wasn't as bad as I was expecting. Of course, air conditioning, I felt that I could easily adjust to living in Florida. It does get hotter here and more humid. And every afternoon there's a thunderstorm, but it just becomes routine. California, if you saw rain, it was like it was a major event. But here it happens daily, almost daily in the summer. So I'm sort of used to it. But I had never considered Florida, ever, never thought about coming here. I did go to Key West on a vacation, but, and that was lovely, beautiful down there in Key West, beautiful. I love the tropical weather. This, where I am now, the Villages, is subtropical weather. It is very humid at times, but in the snowbird months, which are generally, January to April, the weather is perfect. I mean, you can't find a better climate in the winter. If you're a snowbird, it's beautiful. On the West Coast, from January to April, it's not, probably not even as nice as it is here in Florida. So we get a lot of snowbirds here from Canada, a lot from New York, definitely Michigan. People come from all over to come down here and warm up. And it's hilarious when you see people in January in shorts and T-shirts, sandals, and they're in the swimming pools. Daily, they swim. They're brown. They're tan, and it's just I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was like summertime in California. California, July, June starts your summer. July on, and you never saw seniors looking this like this. You never saw a senior in a bathing suit in California, but here, it's very common. I mean, everyone runs around in shorts and swimsuits, and they look like they're on vacation. We all look like we're on vacation. There's a lot of golfers here, and it's a very relaxed, casual atmosphere. It's wonderful. But I think I'm getting off the track here, and I would love to have people call in, so I hope that you will. If you care to call in, the number is 607-203-5487. I welcome your comments, your stories. Tell us what you think about Florida versus California. Where do you live? Where would you rather live? I can tell you quite honestly, California is expensive, and it is very crowded, very crowded, a lot of traffic. But you have great weather most of the time, great weather. So, if you can afford it, fine. If you don't mind, having to fight your way every day with the number of people there. That's great. here in Florida, especially here where I live, we are very, we're, like I've said before, we're an important demographic, especially for the people who run this state. The, Governor Scott always trying to stay informed about seniors, and he's always active in senior type of issues. He's very visible. He's concerned about the state. He's involved. And I can't say the same for California. I know it's much larger. It's just, I would also would be, it would be, it's just that there's many age groups. Here in Florida, it's primarily, you know, senior. There's a lot of seniors from north to south. There's a lot of seniors here. So we are like the primary residents here. And we are heard by our legislators. And they want to get our vote, that's for sure. So they periodically, routinely come through here, especially during election time. And they'll make an appearance. And it's nice to know that you're that in touch with you, and you can, you know, see them face to face. It's a good thing. I never in California never saw my legislators, never. So that part of it is kind of interesting, very interesting. And we will explore other areas in the country where you might be thinking about moving. But for me, the two that I'm most familiar with now are California and Florida. Like I said, I did explore Nevada. I was very, very interested in Nevada because it was close to California and there's a lot of excitement there, and it's fairly cheap to live there. But I'll get into that later, another time when we talk about Nevada. So, Florida doesn't have a state tax. Florida is not as crowded. It is really open to a lot of growth here. There is plenty of room for growth, plenty of room to spread out. And you do have your primary industry, which is tourism. Mickey Mouse World, Walt Disney, the Magic Kingdom is over there in Orlando. It draws millions of visitors, millions. And this is good for the economy. It does keep people coming to Florida. It's wonderful. It makes you feel that, you know, Walt Disney World isn't going anywhere. And so, you know, as long as you can keep visitors coming, Florida will be on their, you know, list of things to do, especially for children. They love to come to Florida for the just that whole experience. California has plenty to do. There's no shortage of, say, it's just a lot of things, you know, are spread out. Florida is not that big. I mean, it's like 200 miles from where I am down to Miami, and that's not very far. That's not far at all. California extends from San Diego all the way up, you know, I think that the top of California, I don't have my map in front of me, I think it's Eureka, I'm not sure, but it's huge. The coastline is huge. Now, that's another thing here, the difference between Florida and California, the coastline. I have not yet been to the beach here in Florida. But in California, I can tell you, if you can find a spot where you can see the ocean without any obstruction, great. Because people have built up on the beach. The beach is owned by those who can afford it. Okay, they own it. It's not for the people. Now, I realize in Florida, there's not a whole lot of development because, number one, we get some nasty storms, and that makes sense. They're not going to build right on the sand. So you've got wide open beaches, beautiful fishing. When people go down there, the people who are native Floridians here, they love their beaches. And you've got beaches everywhere. It is a shame that California, you know, is so overbuilt, so overpopulated, where you can't really enjoy. I mean, I saw my own state, my own home state, just become a gigantic developer's dream. And it shouldn't be allowed to be that overdeveloped, but it is what it is. So if beaches are important to you, you got to decide, you know, do you want a natural-looking beach or do you want one that's more commercialized? California is totally commercialized. And it wouldn't be my deciding factor, which it wasn't my deciding factor. The weather is a deciding factor. We don't get real... You know, there's a chance that we can get a horrific storm come through here where I live, but it's mostly along the coastline. We do get some severe thunderstorms through here. Hail, you can get hail, and you can get some pretty bad wind. In California, your biggest problem is weather-wise. I mean, it's not even weather. It's, you know, your storms versus your California earthquakes, I guess, would be the biggest fear there. And I lived every day thinking about, is today the day? But I didn't dwell on it, but it is a possibility. California has earthquakes every day. You don't feel them, but they're registering on the seismograph. Just call Caltech or go online. We don't have that here. In Florida, we have other conditions like sinkholes and that type of thing. As far as for a retiree, money's the bottom line for me. And you cannot compare California to Florida money-wise, because here your money, your dollar will stretch further and I hope to be able to do that, and I'm sure all of you want to be able to stretch your retirement and not have to worry that you can't afford where you live. So This comparison is a personal choice, and I hope that you'll call in one day and we can discuss this at length. So this is the Savvy Retiree, and I appreciate you joining me today, and I thank you so much. I enjoy all of you, and thank you for listening. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.